He kind of started all the plants growing, and he started people. Well, I guess he's kind of big and fat.
He can see us whatever we do. Whatever we do, he has such powerful eyes. He doesn't have millions and thousands and billions. And he can still see us when we're bad.
He could be sitting on the table right now, but you can't see him.
He can't be everywhere at once doing everything for everybody. Everybody can't get what they want.
Welcome to this live broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Stovenel. This is Monday morning, August 28th, 9 a.m. Central Time. Welcome to Operation Restore Christian America. My website is genuinechristianitynow.com. There are several articles that are posted there every day. Very important articles that not many people post information about regarding the cutting edge information that I'm posting there. The key subject matter, now listen to me carefully, the key subject matter is King Charles Windsor, which is an alias, incidentally, King Charles Windsor III, and his immense amount of power that he has accumulated during his lifetime, that stacked on top of the power that his murderous, butchering ancestors stacked on top of themselves throughout the centuries, not just decades. And the way he's done it is through lies and deception and manipulation over words that are manipulative, such as climate change, global warming, global cooling, and etc. Anyway, the broadcast today is titled Solomon and the Book of Ecclesiastes, Part 7, The Conclusion. Now, who was Solomon? That's a big question. You know, because the Hebrews were always at war, right from the start. They were at war. And so since war began, which began very early in the history of the world, there have been what are called secret agent men. So who was Solomon? Was he an Assyrian? Was he a genuine Hebrew? Was he an Egyptian pharaoh? All these questions are valid and important. That's what is called true and honest study of history. And the Bible is the premier source for that. It's like the starting point and the finishing point of how you come to a knowledge of the truth. So anyway, the call-in number is 608-433-9306, and this is the conclusion of the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm going through the last verse of chapter 7. This is part 7, and I'm going through the last verse of chapter 7, verse 29, and then I'll read one chapter, and then I'll pause, and if there's anyone that has something on their heart about the chapter that I've just read, I'm interested in having that topic of conversation or anything else that's on your heart, because we have to learn how to talk to each other again. All we're doing is talking to computers, and that's the way our exchanges go, and cell phones and iPhones and on. So anyway, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Now for chapter 8. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, What doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore the misery of man is great upon him, for he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen, and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men, to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry, for his labor, for that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life which God giveth him under the sun. When I applied mine heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Now, to me, that is the end of chapter 8, and to me, that indicates the breadth and depth of the mind of King Solomon, in that he obviously explained there of the vastness of God's creation. That is the end of chapter 8. If there's anyone that has called in, I'd like to speak with you. The call-in number is 608-433-9306. This is the Old Testament this is before the advent of the birth of Jesus Christ. However, in the spirit, Jesus Christ existed forever with Lord Father God and Lord Holy Ghost, the Trinity. Moving on to chapter 9, while I wait for discussions with the listeners. Chapter 9 in the book of Ecclesiastes. For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also, the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength, Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet, more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. That is the end of chapter 9. Once again, the call-in number is 608-433-9306. Now to continue in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich set in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. But much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. That's the end of chapter 10 in the book of Ecclesiastes, which is in the Old Testament according to Christians. Genuine Christians view this book within the Bible in the Old Testament. There are other people that call it other names like the Tanakh, etc. As a genuine Christian, to me it is called the Old Testament, correctly so. Once again, the call-in number is 608-433-9306. Do you have any comments, listeners, about the directions that the king wrote down here from days of old about wisdom and foolishness of the wise and of fools? Continuing on to chapter 11 in the book of Ecclesiastes. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether it shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. That's the end of chapter 11. And the conclusion within chapter 11, which is verse 10, is extremely important. I'm repeating it. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Those of you that are listening that are younger people, highlight that verse there. It will do you well through the years to return to chapter 11, verse 10 in the book of Ecclesiastes to refer to for great advice from one of the ancient kings that ruled Israel. That's the end of chapter 11. Call in number once again, 608-433-9306. And chapter 12 is the last chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes, and this is the conclusion day for this series. And after I read chapter 12, I'm going to begin talking about a work that has been done. It was done nearly a year ago, And we'll get to that right after chapter 12, but it's by a man over in Europe named Sean Ross. And the title of this extraordinary video is Arrogance is the Mother of Ignorance, the Exclusion Game. I'll be talking about that, but to draw to the conclusion of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That is the end of chapter 12. And that is the end of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. In the KJV, the Authorized 1611 Version, the King James Version. If you have another version and it does not appear to be the same words in the same language, dispose of it. Get a copy of the KJV, and guess what? At that point, you'll be in a ministry where this preacher is preaching from the authorized version of the Bible. And you will have a version that is a perversion of the authorized version. If you speak and hear and write the English language. I'm not speaking about everyone throughout the entire world, because there are several languages, and God is great and God is good. The call-in number is 608-433-9306. That is the pure word of God is my prayer. Anything beyond that, I'll leave up to those people that assume themselves to be more erudite than God. Moving on now to Sean Ross and this extraordinary presentation, where he describes the development of history by reaching back into history in several nations, not just one nation such as England or Germany or Italy or France or Egypt or Israel or Syria. He describes history from a much larger perspective. In other words, he can see the forest because he has a wider perspective. He's a very intelligent man, totally dedicated to reaching the truth and preaching the truth, telling others about what he's discovered during his vast travels. Anyway, this is a lot of the material in this particular video that amazingly can be found on YouTube, and I encourage everyone to study this. It's very long, but it's vast in its information. The title of it is Arrogance is the Mother of Ignorance, the Exclusion Game. It was posted 8 months ago. It has only 21,000 views so far. This is an extraordinary proof of how entertainment has captured the minds of most of our youth and most of our adults, quite sadly. The next basketball game, the next baseball game, the next football game, the next rugby game, the next soccer game, the next, it's endless. The next boat race, the next car race, the next blockbuster movie about Jesus or the opposite of Jesus, it's just all entertainment to distract from serious-minded, gifted researchers and independent investigative reporters. Sean Ross is spelled S-E-A-N-H-R-O-S-S. Now, in this video, he goes through, as I said, he goes through a vast amount of subject matter. I've listened to other postings that he has made that some of the previous postings are in here, such as, just as one example, the gondola in Italy and how there are hieroglyphics in Egypt that show the construction of the gondola. What is called the gondola in Italy is constructed on that same framework, the same design. And so when speaking of nationalism or internationalism, alias globalism, those are exchangeable words, it wasn't the United States of America that invented internationalism. It wasn't David Rockefeller that invented internationalism. It reaches back to the beginning of boats on water. And obviously, it reaches all the way back to Egypt. And there is, incidentally, there's a warning in one of the books of the Bible, if I recall correctly, in the book of Jude that comes just before Revelation, where there is a profound warning about not falling back into Sodom and Egypt. Now, Sodom is universally known as the place that was haunted by criminal, aggressive sex perverts, people that demanded that surrounded a person's house and demanded that the parents send out their sons so that the sex criminals could devour them, and in some cases literally devour them. So anyway, and this is a question in my mind yet, is in this lengthy display here by Sean Ross, he has to, for some reason, he has to use the word jaywalker instead of directly using the word Jew, which I'm a little unclear about that, but he does say throughout this presentation the word jaywalker, and then later on when he describes that they run from one country to the other after they cause disruptions, essentially, in one country and then the next and the next, he calls them J-runners. But why the management at one of these facilities that offer people to post videos, why he cannot use the word Jew? The word Jew is not a curse word by any stretch of the imagination, as I understand it. I don't quite understand that in terms of wokeness or political correctness or anything else, why a Jew cannot be described as a Jew. It just, that puzzles me. But nevertheless, he uses the word jaywalker for the most part. Now, I studied a couple of hours of this quite intensely by backing up certain areas in the video and scrolling back and re-listening to different areas. And there are what are called urbexes, urban explorers, that just last year went into one of these dingy castles in France and discovered a sacrificial temple in the basement. I think it was in the basement. It appeared to me that it was in the basement of this place, and there were sacrificial instruments there, such as a dagger, and they reported it to the police. Now, I'm speaking of in France, and they reported it to the police, and the police did not pursue an investigation, according to Sean Ross, and the newspapers reported on this event, that on this discovery, and then basically ignored it by reporting that it was that there was nothing extraordinary located or found there. And so just ignore it and move on with your life. It is so troubling that there are nations that at one point in time were leading nations. They were the world's cutting-edge premium nations in pursuit of Christianity, of genuine Christianity, how to become moral and good and decent as possible according to the advice in the Holy Book, in the Bible. And to reach a nadir of this depth of depravity to where the police do not even pursue an investigation after a serious report about serious crimes perpetrated at a specific location. Now it does show a small piece of video that he's included in here where there are police that are entering this tunnel type structure into this location, allegedly. So Sean Ross is not he's not demonizing the place, the police by forgetting or ignoring or not placing when they actually do a little bit of something that appears to be their job, their responsibility. But he also reports on what they fail to do, which is honest, independent investigative reporting. I applaud his work. He's been at it for years. He's already been arrested before. He's an extraordinary man. Anyway, this is a total of over 8.5 hours that he has put together in this video called Arrogance is the Mother of Ignorance, the Exclusion Game. It is to be posted on my website today, so you can locate it there at genuinechristianitynow.com in the recent posts in the video section. And there are also cutting-edge books there about the now apostate. And apostate is it's a very specific thing. It's someone that has learned about the truth and turned his back on the truth and rejects the truth while pretending to still embrace the truth. And that's Prince Charles, or King Charles III, has done that. He's apostate from Christianity. That alarm cannot be sounded by too many men, and it cannot be sounded too often, because that is the main problem in the world in a person. In a person. In other words, he's no longer in a long line of Christian kings. They don't believe what they used to believe. They used to believe in Jesus Christ, or the KJV never would have been produced by that, at one time, great English people. Now they're under the leadership of the opposite. So it's important for each and every one of you that are listening to my voice to realize that, so you can prepare to resist any effort to enslave you or your family or your loved ones or your friends and your enemies, even your enemy that are not in league with that tyrant. He's the world's most fierce tyrant because he does not touch the dirty work. He's a whited sepulcher. It's very important to realize. And Sean Ross, to his credit, does a good job of identifying the royalty, which he traces back to the pharaohs. And once again, the great warning in the book of Jude, that warns us. We've had this warning for 2,000 years in our scriptures. A warning to not backslide or be deceived into embracing the spirit of sodomy or the spirit of Egyptian tyranny, of the pharaohs, that made their attempt to rule the world blatantly. And Sean Ross traces their movement to a place that, quite frankly, was surprising to me when I first started watching his videos about some of the ancient architecture that he studied and went to, and different people that he interviewed. Switzerland. Yeah, Switzerland. That, you know, that nation that handles all the money along with the other three independent places, you know, the Vatican and the City of London Corporation and Washington, D.C. Anyway, he traces the movement from Egypt by the pharaohs after their collapse began. From there to Switzerland and then throughout Europe. The castles, all the great castles. This is a fascinating display also of where the war planners make war against you, against me, against every genuine Christian, and every other person that refuses to be enslaved. That's who they're making war against. These are the descendants of the dictators throughout history. As soon as you realize that, history isn't as much of a puzzle or as much of a mystery, that it traces back a lot farther than just five or six generations. As a matter of fact, the Windsor crime family has, there's a castle called Hatfield House. It's a castle, though. It's not just a stick-built house, even though that's a part of their deception as well. But at Hatfield House, there's a scroll, a 22-foot-long scroll, where the Windsor crime family members allege that they have traced their lineage all the way back to Adam and Eve. So these fraudsters, murderers, thieves, liars, manipulators, They have a lot going for them in terms of how to deceive you out of your work. In other words, to enslave you. I'm just a preacher here. This is my ministry. Genuine Christianity for Today Ministry is the name of my ministry. I've just recently started it up. I'm encouraging every young person to prayerfully consider and wait on God's answer, prayerfully consider and read your Bible, and prayerfully consider starting a Christian ministry. Because the only way that the enemy, the apostate gangsters, win is if young people do not learn the truth. And is the truth embodied in a man? The answer to that question is yes, the man Jesus Christ. A study of the New Testament reveals that. Even just a study of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It also, within the four Gospels, reveals in Luke chapter 3, verse 14, the specific responsibility of the soldier is to be content with your wages and do no harm. Satan's minions are ravaging the earth at warfare all over the earth, and have been doing so since time immemorial, and it's about time for a few more quasi-Christians that flatter themselves that they are Christians, embrace that truth and that leadership that is right within the Gospels. Once again, Luke chapter 3, verse 14. I'm surprised there hasn't been anyone calling in yet about this vast subject matter, such as the sacrifices in France in these musty basements of castles, of children, incidentally. He videos, and it appears that there was not a recent event there. It appears that they discovered something that has transpired a number of years ago. But there are human skeletons there of children. How the police could say there's nothing to see here is preposterous. It's preposterous beyond the ability to describe how preposterous it is. Now, bringing this a little closer to home, I reported to the police toward the latter part of 2019, an auctioneer that was bragging about receiving money that he knew was stolen from a bank robbery, which is a federal crime for him to receive that money. His name is John Schuster. John Schuster. I have the documents to prove it. So anyway, that's a little closer to home. So I reported that to the police, and then I inquired repeatedly after that a number of times. And as far as I know, to this day, they have not investigated him. The beginning of wisdom is the study of the scriptures. And the younger people are when they begin to study the scriptures, because the study of the scriptures will instill in their heart and in their mind and in their soul to study other important subject matter, and they'll grow up to be better men. They'll grow up to be men that are honest and tell the truth about serious subject matter, like myself, like Sean Ross. Men that are not grandiose. Men that just investigate and study and report and report and report, because it's necessary. Persistence does have its value, and it's up to an increasing number of people, and prayerfully, a rapidly increasing number of people, to get activated to do independent investigative reporting. And if that means that you go to an abandoned place where you heard a rumor 15 years ago that there was a light on in the basement of this location after it had been abandoned for a year and a half, and then 15 people came out of it with hoods and cloaks over their masks over their faces, etc., and then it was just a rumor went around town and everybody ignored it out of fear, and no one has investigated to this day. Get in there and investigate, and then report, and then report to the public and report to the police, because at that point, after a period of time, there's enough pressure that even the police, who basically now are working for the majority of them now are working for the enemy occupier, King Charles III, who is attempting to crush all resistance, kill and manipulate by proxy, kill off all independent investigative reporters and all resistance to his tyranny. So it's important. It's important to become independent investigative reporters. Now, with that being said, I'm not encouraging children to go around places that there may be nefarious activity taking place. I'm encouraging quite the opposite. I'm encouraging their dads to do that, to men become men again, because that's what it takes now. We're almost a conquered nation here in America. We are heavily infiltrated by the enemy. Sodomite criminal activity is being perpetrated throughout this nation, and it's not socially acceptable in this nation for a very specific reason. There's a unanimous Supreme Court decision that opined, that drew the conclusion after studying 66 previous cases, that America is a Christian nation, and all sodomite activity is criminal activity according to God's word, according to the scriptures. Even from the sloppiest, loosest, most convoluted, bizarre interpretation, that conclusion is still drawn by anyone that is honest within himself, no matter how old or young he is. So men, you have to get active. You have to stop being little babies. You have to get off your couch. You have to stop swilling beer at the game while you're watching the game at home. There's no shortcut for this. There's no easy way around this. Because there are a few men that have risked it all and are independent investigative reporters, such as Sean Ross, study their material as a starting point. You don't have to dive in head first, but you have to learn some things to know how deep the depth of this depravity is, this criminal activity, and how many people have been compromised by these monsters of iniquity, these sinners, these criminals. It is important that you coach your sons into learning as much as they can, as early as they can, because it's called self-defense. You must become as skilled as you can at self-defense. And obviously, the best defense is a fierce and awesome offense. And because it's an information war primarily now, offense is locating that place in your small city, large city, country, wherever, where there's a rumor that had taken place some years ago that a murder was perpetrated, that some boys from school grabbed a girl or something and took her out in the woods, and she'd never been the same since. These types of activities are up to you, men. No, you can't rely on the police. The police agencies are compromised through the British Freemasonry. It's worldwide. It's saturated every country. Thank you for listening. This is GenuineChristianityNow.com.